Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are renewed concerns about election security after suspected arson attacks on ballot drop boxes in the Pacific Northwest. Hundreds of ballots have been destroyed. Joining us live this morning on a Trocare College Live Line, reporter Josh Margolin. Josh, what is the situation in the Pacific Northwest?
Well, we have a couple of incidents that occurred overnight, Sunday into Monday, and it's two drop boxes on the Washington State and Oregon border, and there were incendiary devices, designed to try to burn the drop boxes or the contents of the drop boxes. In one case, only three ballots were destroyed. In another case, several hundred people are people that use those drop boxes in the 18 or 24 hours beforehand are being asked to come forward to the Board of Elections so they can get potentially replacement ballots, because there's really no mechanism for the Board of Elections to go out to people to tell them that their ballots were destroyed if they don't have their names, obviously. And the FBI is, of course, investigating, because this is a serious matter.
Does this raise questions as to if these drop boxes are good ideas? You know, we're voting early here in our area in New York State, and you have to go to a polling place. You know, it kind of looks like regular voting does. The security and the idea of a drop box in general, is that under the microscope?
Actually, it's not. What the bigger issue is what it represents, which is a manifestation of the fears that election officials and law enforcement have had for months, even years since the 2020 election, that what they call election infrastructure, physical things connected with the election, as well as people, poll workers or election workers, could be subject to violence. That's the big concern, the bright line concern. But that goes for locations where they count the ballots. That could go to physical polling places. You know, the idea is a drop box more or less safe? Well, is a mailbox safe? Or is a polling place safe? The bigger problem is that there are people who are actively pushing messages online, and they are inciting people to act out and act violently against the election. That's the bigger issue. And ABC News yesterday obtained bulletins from the Intel office at the Department of Homeland Security that for the first time really outlines this in black and white. And they are, it's not warning the public, they're actually warning law enforcement that you need to be on the lookout. You need to take precautions, because anything connected with the election and people connected with the election could now potentially be targets for violence.
Josh, is there any security or cameras on these drop boxes?
It depends on the jurisdiction. Some places have security. The first thing is that the drop boxes in question actually had anti-incendiary devices, fire suppression systems. I didn't even know how sophisticated they were. That's the first thing. Second thing is they'll probably take additional precautions. In one location, they already said that they're not going to let any ballots sit for more than a day. Some places were not collecting on Sundays. They're not going to do that anymore. Now they're going to collect every day. They are recommending to people to drop your ballots off during daylight hours, sort of like the 8 to 5, 8 to 6 time frame, so they're not sitting overnight, because they're going to collect at night after the end of the business day. So there are things to do, but also they're looking for cameras from other locations, you know, stores and homes that might be able to show who did it. And some places actually do have cameras monitoring the drop boxes, and I have no doubt, and you can have no doubt, that they're going to increase that quickly.
Okay. Hey, Josh, thank you. Interesting stuff this morning. Josh Margolin joining us live here on WBEN.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,
you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable, join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.